One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about red flags. And I am joined by two people with the most red flags I've ever seen, Tommy and Amanda.
Where's Amanda, though?
Right here. Ha-ha-ha. You didn't know I was there. Hey, red shirt.
Hey, red.
Well?
Are you guys good at catching red flags? Are you good at noticing red flags?
I love yes. to notice and then go, huh?
I love to notice and go, well, let me give them a benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Well, and then years later you go, oh, the red flags were all there.
Granted, I'm walking around going,
yeah, Tommy's a red flag.
So today's theme, all about red flags, different varying kinds of red flags, people ignoring them, people catching them. So we're going to hop into this. If, as I'm telling the story, you notice a red flag, or if you feel free to lift up your flags. There's also green flags.
Which means?
He looks at me in the eye.
Yes!
Here's our first red flag story. This comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for canceling my girlfriend's birthday dinner because she burned my Wagyu steaks? I, a 31-year-old... Really, immediately?
I don't know.
Okay.
I love an opinion.
Yep.
This is a 31-year-old man. I have been in a relationship with my girlfriend, who's 27, for about a year. We cohabitate and have done so for the past 6 months. A couple weeks back, I blew about $200 ordering some Wagyu steaks. I was looking forward to them coming so much because I love cooking and have never had a real Wagyu steak before. They arrived on Thursday evening last week, and I decided we'd have them for dinner on Friday night. My girlfriend seemed generally uninterested as she's not much of a steak person, but she said she'd enjoy them with me. On Friday morning, we had an argument before I went to work. It was really stupid. She disagreed with me on a project that I'm working on involving the garage, and despite the fact that I own the house we live in, kept trying to assert authority over the decisions I made. She then brought up the Wagyu steaks as evidence that I was wasting money on the project and expensive food. I went to work in a bad mood, but I sent her a text in the afternoon saying that I'd like to talk it over a bit when I got home with a cool head. She didn't answer. I left work around 5:30, looking forward to the steaks, but when I walked into the door, there was this horrible smoke smell. My girlfriend greeted me, grabbed my hand, and led me to the table. She said, "Dinner is served." The steaks were pitch black, completely inedible. Eating them would have been a health hazard. I asked what the hell she was thinking, and she theatrically gasped with her hand over her mouth and then said, "Oh, me?" Now,
okay, buddy.
Now, let me get one thing straight here. There is no way she accidentally got those steaks to that condition. Based on our frying pan, she probably turned the heat up as high as it would go, threw them on with no oil or butter, and just let them sit. This was completely intentional. I called her on her lie. She kept being obtuse. She kept using little phrases like, "Oh, aren't you happy?" and "Oh, weren't you looking forward to these steaks?" I've never been so disgusted with her. Well, her birthday was on Sunday, and I had reservations at a really nice French restaurant for her, her parents, and me. I just flat out told her that I was canceling the reservation. She immediately flipped and told me that her parents were going to be super upset, but I didn't care. She grabbed the steaks and threw them in the garbage, where they were going anyway, and then stormed off. Sunday came and went. She didn't say a single word to me, opting to lock herself in another room. Her parents have had full radio silence. I'm starting to feel bad about my decision, but did I go over the top here?
Oh my God, what's that?
These
all
two.
I can picture. How obtuse of her. My goodness, big words.
Oh Lord.
This one's tough. I mean.
like the steak.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, can I?
That was a red flag, actually, just you commenting.
Can I say a little red flag that yes. I noticed early on? Okay. And I submitted this story. Because I found this on Reddit and I submitted it for this episode.
But
immediately when he's talking about how they got in an argument because he's doing some redesigns on the garage and she's disagreeing and he's like, well, this is my house, you know, whatever. But I'm like, that's to me a relationship red flag.
Right.
So I'm like, you're cohabitating in your house. That's right. Going to set yourself up for failure.
Completely.
Right.
You know, you guys need to, before you move in together, you need to decide, like, this is our place.
Right.
But that really sucks if you're moving into a place with your partner, and it's like, but this is their place, so I have no say here.
Yeah, that does suck.
That's already just, I'm not saying he's wrong, I'm saying that's just setting your relationship up for some difficulty.
Right. That can be factually correct, but it's not, like, spiritually correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it should be a...
Maybe he's been saying it since day one, and this was, like, her last straw. Like, he's like, nope, can't touch the man closet. Sorry, what?
Don't talk about my past.
Their relationship is a little fucked because they communicate by getting revenge on each other.
Right.
So she was like, oh, I'm mad at you for this thing, so I'm going to burn your $200 steaks. And he's like, well, now I'm mad at you, so I'm going to cancel your birthday plans.
Yeah,
it's like, okay,
parents.
So what? You guys are just going to keep one-upping each other. Both situations, I'm like, why didn't you break up with him? And now I'm like, why aren't you breaking up with her? What is this? Why would you rather do this bullshit than just leave each other?
Right.
So the whole thing is a red flag.
I'd say the whole thing is a red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, if... Because it's written from his perspective, and he's really painting her as this villain.
Yeah.
Right.
If we're to take him at his word, then she is a super villain. yeah. She's right. They're like, oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, don't you oh, happy? No.
He comes home, she has gloves on and a cape. Uh-oh, whoops.
I
go, Gadget, go.
Gadget!
Go, fuck yourself. I'm having on my second read-through of this, I'm having a little bit of a hard time believing him. Because I'm like, he's painting her as being, like, psychopathic.
Right.
But he's not leaving her and not going, oh, God, I should go. It's like,
yeah.
It just seems like he wants to be like, yeah, look at her. She's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this is true, you need to go. She's crazy.
Yeah, but also it's like, yeah, Wagyu is special, but to her, it's not that big of a deal. So it's like I feel like he has high he wants her to feel the way that he feels. And it's like, he wants her to be like, oh my God, Wagyu. And she doesn't care. And Wagyu's great, but it's like, I mean, she shouldn't have burned it. But that's why it's like, this one's hard to comment on because the whole thing is
right.
This.
And we don't know what that like initial argument was like either. So
we don't
like,
know anything. I feel like this is a loaded relationship
coming into it.
I can understand why he's pissed though, because of the Wagyu beef. But to then, like, cancel the French dinner, the parents probably got outfits.
Right.
mom has, like, a beret.
I think in a relationship, getting revenge like that is just stupid. It's just stupid because you're only going to make your relationship
worse. It's
worse.
Also,
revenge within a romantic relationship is never the right answer to me.
6 months in?
Yeah. They're 6 months into moving in together.
Okay.
They've been dating... So I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for about a year. We cohabitate and have done so for the past 6 months. So they moved in together into his house after six months.
1 year.
Year.
I mean,
they moved in after 6 months.
That's...
Oh!
I mean...
Yeah. Look, I mean, everybody goes at...
Sorry.
People go at...
Look, oh, my God.
People go at different paces.
Yes,
I am
that's
someone,
fine.
I think that's super fast. And moving in together is, like, maybe the biggest step.
For sure.
Like, I think that's... arguably bigger than like marriage and stuff. Like moving in together is intense.
She's moving into his space.
Right.
And I think that's tough.
I think that's really tough.
Yeah. I think when you move into a place together, it's like if it's not both of yours together, then I just think you're gonna have resentment at some point.
Right. And she's not gonna feel comfortable because she's like, he still has ownership, this is his furniture, whatever.
I think it might have been the last straw.
The verdict here was not the asshole, which given the information we have.
I kind of agree.
I'm like, I guess.
But it's tricky.
This is one of those where I fear that if I met them both, I'd be like, you didn't write that, truthfully.
Yeah.
But I also think burning someone, like fucking up someone's things, you know.
Yeah, that was really
revengeful.
And
if she really went about it like this, then oh my God, then yeah, she's an asshole.
Yeah.
Some comments, I'd break up. I couldn't handle living with someone who would be destructive just to hurt me. Deal breaker. Someone else said, your relationship is more burnt than that steak and should be thrown into the garbage bin too. Save yourself a whole life of this. 6 months and already showing you she is a living nightmare. Run, boy. She loves having power over you. It will only get worse from now on. Someone else said, not the asshole, and why on earth would you want to be in a relationship with someone who handles minor conflict like this? But that's then, ultimately, my ultimate take is just like, I'm like, why are you both?
Why are you?
After a year,
don't
you both
enjoy
hate
each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you together?
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of my ultimate take on that.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel bad for the parents. See, this is my problem. When I watch a movie and like something goes awry, I'm always like, yeah, but what about that person, that car that they just hit, and they never go back to it? You know what I mean?
Like when Transformers like, guy's like, my car!
You're like, that
You're up all night
car.
Thinking about him like, God.
There's an argument to be made that like, empathy sometimes is the reasons why you dodge red flags or you ignore them, you know, because it's like you're thinking too much and it's about things. It's like, as opposed to, well, no, they treated me wrong and I should.
Oh yeah.
Right.
That's why murderers are like, do you want to come in for a cup of tea? And you're like, yeah. Because people don't feel bad. They don't want to let them down.
Right. It's like everyone needs love, and that's why he killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, maybe he is a good guy.
Maybe he is a good guy.
You're thinking about it for too long.
The red flag is waiting. Yeah.
You're like,
all right.
Something's hitting me. Well, whatever.
Okay. Next story. This comes from Relationship Advice. This is a 23-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 25, thinks my dad's, who's 59, thinks my dad's gifts are creepy. Red flag? Okay, so this woman thinks, she's saying, my boyfriend thinks my dad's gifts are creepy. Every year for Valentine's Day, my dad, who's 59, gives/sends me flowers and a box of chocolate. Yep. He has done this every year since I've been old enough to remember. He'd always give them to me when I was little, when I went to college, and beyond, he had them delivered to me. It's just a tradition for us. I think it's sweet. I grew up in a really tight-knit, close family. I started dating my boyfriend, Mark, who's 25, a little over a year ago. Last Valentine's Day, I got the usual delivery from my dad. Mark saw and said, oh, your dad sent you those? Oh, okay. And that was it. Fast forward to this year. Last night, Mark and I were discussing our Valentine's Day plans for this year, like what restaurant should we go to, and he made a passing comment about hoping I don't get any creepy gifts in the mail this year. I was confused and asked him what he meant, and he said, you know, how you got that stuff from your dad last year. It's creepy for a dad to be sending his adult daughter Valentine's Day gifts. I was taken aback because it's not like my dad sent me lingerie or something. It was just flowers and some chocolate. I tried explaining to Mark that this is a tradition I have always shared with my dad. He stands firm that it's creepy and weird, and he said he asked his friends and they thought it was weird too. I tried to let it go, but it has been bothering me. One, I have never heard these kinds of negative comments from Mark before, and I'm not sure whether it's a red flag. I have never been in a serious relationship before, and I'm still figuring it all out. Two, when my dad's delivery comes this month, I don't want Mark to feel uncomfortable. Three, is it actually creepy for my dad to be sending this stuff? I have never found it so, but would like to hear other perspectives. Thanks.
Okay, can I speak to this real quick?
Yeah.
My birthday's on Valentine's Day, and ever since I was little, my dad gets me the heart box of chocolates and flowers.
Ew!
Hey!
Ew,
Mark! Mark! And I think it's sweet. I think it's so sweet. And it's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
And this just kind of frustrates me. It's like, this is her thing.
Valentine's Day is I guess many people have very different opinions on Valentine's Day. I've always taken Valentine's Day to be very like innocent. And
right, it's
sweet.
Like love.
Because like when you're like a little kid, you're like giving each other like hearts. It's like it's not really like a sexy heart.
Right.
It's just like, oh, you're sweetheart, and it's like your dad's just like, oh, you're my sweetheart, you're my daughter.
Yeah.
Like that's always been my interpretation of it.
I think that's the majority's interpretation.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird.
Mark's going around being like, that Easter bunny keeps laying eggs. Oh, does that Easter bunny lay eggs in the yard?
Mark's like, hey,
I should be
bros.
Laying eggs in your yard.
Yeah, crack open a couple beers. This, my lady's father keeps sending her fucking chocolates.
I think it's a red flag because it shows how this guy views, like, just relationships in general. This feels like it might fall in the same category as, like, a lot of other thoughts that guys can have of, like, I wouldn't be surprised. This is maybe a little bit of a reach, but if Mark is the same type of thinker of, like, oh, men and women can't be friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like this types of views of the world. And
yeah, if the dad can't send that type of thing, what if, like, a male friend got you a gift?
I think
just
Mark,
a gift.
Mark yeah, would have a problem a with it. I think Mark
right.
would have a problem.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Some comments. These are some interesting perspectives. Maybe he feels forced to do more than he wants to compete with your dad or whatever. Don't change your tradition with your dad. It's sweet and great, a great proof of your good bond. It's not creepy at all. Someone said, my dad sent me and my daughter flowers until he passed away a couple of years ago. I'm 53 now. Your dad is making sure you have also known that he loves you and thinks of you. This is not creepy or weird. Your boyfriend is making an issue out of nothing. What is wrong with him to think in this way?
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Not red flaggy. Oh, God. That makes me want to cry.
Sweet. Someone said, your dad's Valentine's Day gifts are sweet, not creepy. Yeah. Your boyfriend's reaction, though, kind of creepy. He's sexualizing a completely innocent gesture of affection from a father to his child.
Voila.
I don't know that it's a red flag necessarily, but it is a good enough reason to really pay attention to his ability to give and receive affection outside a romantic or sexual context. That's,
there you go.
Hey, doctor.
That's really like yeah. a good point.
That's
what I mean where it's like yeah. men and women can't be friends. Like, it's just like affection is only sexual.
Yes.
And I'm like, no.
Not true at all.
Not at all. There's an update.
Oh.
Big surprise here, guys. We broke up.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I tried having a legitimate conversation with Mark, ex-boyfriend, about why he found the gifts creepy. He is close with his family. They show a regular amount of affection for a close American family, so it wasn't that. He could not articulate to me why he found it creepy. He just kept saying it made him uneasy. No further explanation. There is only so much I can do regarding that, so I gave up on trying to find the root issue. He originally said he talked to his friends about it and they all found it weird. Yeah, he never did that. He admitted he made it up. Oh. He also confessed he cheated on me with two different girls, which took me by complete surprise. I got tested. All is fine in that regard. So, yeah, I ended it. He begged me to stay and said I was the one. I refused. I said something along the lines of, you cheated on me, you lied to me, and we have different core family values. When he realized I wasn't coming back, he told everyone I cheated on him. My friends were furious on my behalf and wanted to give him a piece of their minds, but I told them I just don't want to deal with him ever again. I am so done, I just don't care anymore. He is blocked. So basically, I still have no idea what his problem with the gifts was, but good riddance. And for everyone who said I had a good dad, trust me, I know and I am so lucky. I'm going to visit him next month and can't wait.
Aww.
Wow, so that...
Love a guy who's like, I cheat on you with two people. You're the one.
Yeah,
that's... It's like, no, you're the three. You're the third.
No, I'm the third, yeah.
Yeah, but you're the one out of those three.
Yeah, you're the one out of those three.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
This guy sucks.
Also, just making... He's like, yeah, I made that up about my friends.
You know why he didn't tell anyone? Because he probably, deep down, knew that he was being crazy.
Right. Yeah, he's jealous of... the dad because he's cheating and is projecting that onto the family.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some weird, something's going back in the background of his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, circus.
A little circus in there.
Yeah. Wow. That one just made me like, ugh.
Yeah. Shitty guy. But she broke up with him. She blocked him.
Good night.
That's good.
All right. Here's our next story. It's also from Relationship Advice. It's a 28-year-old woman. My fiancé, who's 28, a 28-year-old man, has some huge requests in order for me to regain his trust. Is his request too far? We've been together 6 years now, and during the third year of our relationship, I cheated on him with a close family friend. I had started taking him for granted, and it became easy to cheat because I didn't value the relationship. He broke up with me, and we were split for months, and during the time I was single, I realized he is a great boyfriend. I begged for him back, and he took me back, but I had to promise to never speak to the guy again. I'm happy to say I never cheated since then and haven't been tempted at all. I understand how great of a partner I have. That being said, the guy I cheated with was a close family friend, and recently I rekindled our friendship behind his back. Nothing romantic. Have you ever met someone who is a terrible partner but a great friend? That's him.
God.
I hated the fact that I let a stupid mishap ruin our friendship. My fiance found out and was angry. I apologized and we talked and he needed space. He sent me a text of his demands to continue the relationship and I copied and pasted it. His text. After doing some thinking, I can't trust you. Whether it was platonic or not, this is the second time that I know of where you have violated my trust. The hardest part isn't this, but now I have to wonder, how many times have you violated my trust or done something behind my back that I don't know about? You claim this is it, but how can I believe you? I love you and want to work on this relationship, but it's going to require a lot from you. We are postponing our wedding indefinitely. When we first got back together, it took 10 months before I felt secure in the relationship again. I have no idea how long it will take to feel secure again. Eli, who I guess is a close family friend, will be blocked on everything and you are to never speak to him again. This now includes family events. If you know he will be there, do not attend. If you didn't know and he attends, you are to ignore him. 2, I have unrestricted access to phones, social media, emails, etc. Every password I want to know of for any device you have. 3, no hanging out with male friends alone. 4, you are to be home by 1 if you do go out with your homegirls. There will be more, but these are my demands and they aren't up for discussion. If you aren't willing to do it, then the relationship is over. Take your time to think about it. I called him, but he said he's not arguing with me about it, and I can't call him back until I decide what I want to do. I feel that this is extremely harsh considering the fact I didn't cheat this time. Ever since we got back together, I never cheated on him.
I'd rather be in solitary confinement than follow those bogus rules.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Helicopter, stop, pick us up.
Okay, this is, there's a lot here.
This is crazy.
She cheated and she cheated fucked it up him. To begin with.
She cheated on him, and then, so he she cheated on him. They right. got back together.
Right.
And they're going, they're doing their thing. And then, despite the fact that they had said, she's like, I'm not going to
talk to that guy.
She then became friends with him behind his back.
That sucks. Right.
And that's, didn't tell him that she was now talking to him again.
Not right.
But she's like, we're just friends. But regardless, it's like she's talking to him. There is a relationship going on there that
right.
isn't cheating.
There's still a secret. That's what.
And I would argue, like, to me, it's like lying is the cheating. Like,
right,
to,
exactly.
To do something
yes.
like that behind someone's
yes.
back. So she did all that. Now, so once that happens, he now says, okay, the only way we continue is if you follow all these rules.
Right.
There's no debating it.
And that's not healthy either.
That's so toxic.
That's also
toxic.
Bad.
Right.
That's also bad.
It is so toxic and not possible. We're human beings. And obviously, if she's doing that, why don't you guys look at your relationship? You think restricting her is going to be better for your relationship?
Right.
No.
Yeah, I mean, in my limited understanding from what I remember from reading some stuff, like when cheating happens, I do believe, I mean, I'm someone that in my past when someone cheated, I'm like, well, I'm done. It's over. Like, I can't, I know my level of trust. I know I can't.
Yeah.
Like, if you need to go to a therapist, a couples counselor, if you're going to do this type
That's
of shit.
Legit.
Like, if someone cheats and you're like, let's get back together, I think a couples therapist is, like, the only possibility.
And they will tell him to and not put those rules
well,
on her.
Well, I do think there would be stipulations. There would be some way. But it's not going to be done like this because it's going to have a professional who's going to talk to both of them. I'm also of the mindset that when someone cheats, that relationship is over no matter what, and that in order for it to move forward, it's a whole brand new relationship.
Right.
Yes.
This is so messy and shitty and just bad. It sounds like she's 100% going to cheat on him again.
Well, yeah. She seems to me unhappy. I don't think she's getting fully what she needs. And what she's doing isn't right, of course, but like there are bigger issues here. Like telling someone that they can't have something. Of course, they're going to want to now go for that.
I think if you're in a relationship and it comes down to being like, I have to tell you, you can't do that. That thing you want to do, you can't do that.
That is extremely
I'm like,
it,
then I, if I'm at that place in a relationship, I'd be like, well, then we got to break up.
Yeah.
This is bad. This is never, that's a, I think you're lying to yourself when you're too, and I also think, I agree with you of like, she's not happy. I'm like, that's why people cheat. They're not happy. Now, I don't think
right.
it's necessarily
something's wrong
the person
in the relationship.
That they're with, it's not their fault necessarily, but it's like, they're not happy and they're going to find a way to fill the void.
Right.
And she's not happy and he needs to go, you're not happy and I'm not going to be with you to get through this.
Yeah, right. It's so complicated. I think cheating is so complicated. I think every relationship is different. Like, I think there's no one hard, fast rule. But I also think putting rules on your partner, restrictions like that, I think is extremely unhealthy.
I can agree.
I don't agree with it. For me personally,
totally.
Like, I don't want rules like that. But then again, I haven't cheated on my partner. I haven't gone through that. But I do agree, like, a couple's therapist, I don't think would say the best solution is, well, you're right. She cannot do this, 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 and now report back to you, sire.
Right.
But I also think it's a, but I also think he needs to recognize, like, oh, she doesn't, she wants to continue to maintain a relationship with this person that she cheated on me with. It's like, okay, then I'm out.
She's missing it something
be,
in a relationship.
If I'm him, I'm not going, here's all these rules. I'm going, I'm out because you clearly
yeah.
aren't serious about
exactly.
this. Like, she doesn't really respect him. I don't
yeah.
think. I think
yeah.
she's like, this is my journey.
Right.
And this is what I'm doing. And I think that's common with a lot of people who cheat. They're like, well, this is my journey and this is what I need. And it's like, you're focused on your needs.
I'm of the mindset that cheating doesn't mean the relationship is kind of like what we talked about. Doesn't mean it's over.
I agree.
These people cheat because there's something that they're missing from the relationship and they chose the wrong avenue to highlight that.
Yeah.
Or they're looking for an eject button out of the relationship, so they go and fuck the whole thing up.
In a way, yeah. in ways, it's often like the relationship
literally.
Is already over.
Over, right.
And they're just not acknowledging it. There's a lot of stuff, and I don't believe, like, if someone's a cheater, they're a cheater forever. But it's like, but that's a lot of work.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm just always of the mindset of, like, when you start making moves in a relationship where it's like, oh, you don't trust the person you're with, mm-hmm. that's tough. That's tough to get out of. And that was for me, like, whenever I've and people I know when they're in that situation where I'm like, you're doing things that are coming from a place of distrust. That is so tough.
Not gonna work.
Because you're in a relationship, you're supposed to, that's supposed to be the person who you trust more than anyone.
The most, yeah.
Who just makes you feel good
yeah.
all the time. And if that's the opposite, holy shit.
And it's
that's
and,
exhausting.
Yeah, and things happen that you have to like build up your trust again and work together. But it to me, it doesn't sound like they're together on the same page.
They're not at all.
Of what they want. And that's why he's doing those rules. Those are like very restrictive rules on her because it's coming out of fear and distrust.
Yeah.
But like,
because I think he knows she's probably going to cheat on him again.
Of course,
then,
I don't think she's past that.
No.
Based on the way she's writing this, I don't think she's past it at all.
If I cheated on someone and I came back and I'm like, I'm sorry, I cheated. I would be like, I'm an open book forever and always, now and forever.
Yeah.
Like, it's a new
yeah.
relationship now. And then she goes and does that again.
Yeah,
like,
went behind
his
back.
You can't do
no,
that.
No, that's
go
a second
together.
Strike. It's, that's, to me, it's cheating again.
Yeah.
Some comments. You cheated on him and broke his trust. He stupidly forgave you. And then you went and broke his trust again by getting back in touch with the guy you cheated with. And you are still so incredibly selfish that you don't think it's wrong that you did that. He never should trust you again. You are awful. Opie said, I think I was wrong, but I feel that the punishment doesn't fit the crime. I made a horrible mistake years ago. Being friends with someone doesn't equal cheating, even though I was wrong for going behind his back. Going behind his back is
cheating. The cheating.
That's, yeah. I know people have different views of this stuff, but like, he clearly views it as cheating.
Right.
She needs to acknowledge that.
She's cheating his trust. That's what's.
Someone said, he'll never regain trust. If you agree to these, you'll just grow resentful and cheat again.
Yep.
Learn from your mistakes and let him heal. I do agree with that. That's my take on it. That's where I think he's not thinking about the future.
Yep.
Someone said, some of the punishments may be a bit on the harsher side, but rekindling the friendship in between you and your affair partner was crossing a line, especially when your fiancé gave you a chance most people on here wouldn't have. It looks like you're going to have to choose your fiancé or your ex-affair partner. It may suck, but your own choices are what brought you here.
I think that they need to take space away. I think that they need to find a therapist that works for them, that they know all the ins and outs. Because we only know one story about this relationship.
Right.
Yeah. Update number one.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I know.
Cool.
Buckle up. Buckle up.
Buckled up! The helicopter's coming to pick us up now.
We had a really great conversation, and he was vulnerable and said it made him feel like I didn't value him. He was crying, and it really hurt me to see the pain I caused him. He told me that, please, let's not go forward with this unless I can promise that I won't go behind his back again because he can't go through this pain again. I told him that I promise I will never hurt him again and will always be honest and upfront with him now. We talked about the rules, and he said they will be temporary and will be adjusted when we go to couples therapy. Now it's time to put in the work to repair the relationship. I know it'll be a lot of work, but I'm prepared. Update number two.
I went behind his back.
I cheated.
Uh-oh.
Okay, update number two. So next month, I'll be married. I've been with an amazing guy, and we worked through a lot of issues together. I thought I loved him, and I think I still do, but not in love with him.
Hello?
About three months ago. Okay. Here we go. About 3 months ago at my job, we got a new coworker who is very handsome and extremely attractive.
What did I say?
I mean, I have never been so physically attracted to someone in my life. We started to deepen our friendship, but romantic feelings came. I repressed mine, but to my surprise, he confessed his feelings to me as well. I told him we got to think about our spouses, but our feelings continue to grow. He told me he stopped being affectionate with his wife because he feels like he is cheating on me when he does that. He only wants to be affectionate with me. I've started doing the same thing and haven't been intimate with my partner. The big thing is a lot of people will be hurt when this comes out. He can't divorce his wife right away because of finances, but he will as soon as possible. I have to call off the wedding, but I really don't want to hurt my current fiance. Okay, so now there's two couples cheating, but she also
don't want to hurt your fiance.
It took her 3 months.
She's just not ready for marriage or ready to be in this type of relationship. And like, go off, girl, go explore, but like, just leave everyone out of it.
No, yeah. Your poor little fiance boy.
Who's like, okay. We have the appointment, and she's like, hey, someone's so attractive.
I've actually never been this attracted to someone before.
Okay, so I cheated again, but he's really hot. So.
And he has a wife, too.
And he has a wife, so it's kind of, it equals out.
Yeah.
It equals out because he's also cheating, so right. It's actually not a big deal.
God. The wife and the husband are just going to walk down the street like, boom, 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 find each other and go.
Maybe the other two, the ones that got cheated on, can get together, and then it's a double wedding!
Yeah! Wedding! We're just wedding forever bridesmaids. La,
la. All right, final update.
Final update?
I took everyone's advice and decided to end things with my fiance. This was the hardest thing I had to do in my life. I know you guys think I'm a terrible person, but this is an unimaginable situation to find yourself.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay.
I want everyone to know how much this hurts. I really wish I didn't fall in love with someone else. I wish I could make myself fall in love with my fiance, but I can't. It took me so long to accept this. I hope you guys can understand that I can't convey this enough that I care about my ex-fiance. I know this will be best for both of us, even though it's hard right now. Okay, it's just fascinating.
That's the end of the update?
That's the end. That's the end of the whole story. So she...
Well...
She dodged the red...
She didn't make these decisions. It just happened to her.
I know. Poor her.
I know. It's like, you don't understand how much I'm hurting.
Right.
And you guys can't imagine how this type of situation can happen.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I have no idea how I ended up in this place.
So wait, is she with this man at work?
I think that's going to continue.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's going to continue. And that'll last.
What were you hoping for? Were you hoping they would get back together?
Oh, no. I was absolutely hoping they would break
Me
up.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. My God. No. I'm just very skeptical. I think, especially because they're both 28.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just break up. Just go your separate
ways. You got time.
No.
Like, I am, me personally, I know I'm biased. I am very harsh on, like, cheating just because I'm like, I know me and I know I couldn't do it. But I think if someone's like, if they've been married and they have like kids and whatever, I'm like, then it's the type of cheating too. It's like a long affair where you kept a secret for months. And
different
than if it's like, hey, I'm calling you because tonight I fucked up and I did a thing and now I'm telling you right now immediately. And I'm like, if I heard that, I don't know what I would do. I don't think I could handle it. But if someone was telling me, they're like, that happened, my partner did that, and we're both going to go to a couples therapist and try to work it out, I'd be like, okay, like I believe there is a way forward.
Yeah.
My personal brain, I'm biased. I'm a little skeptical, but I do believe it's possible. But you know, you have to both really have respect there, and you have to really be such open books and communicate.
It's so complicated too. It's like, what were their parents like? What was like? Right. What were they around when they were younger?
What coping stuff did they develop to?
Exactly. You know, it's
so
complicated.
Whole lot of stuff. Yeah. And that's why with cheating, it can't just be like, I cheated and I promise I'm never going to do it again. It's got to be like, I cheated and I figured out fully why I did.
Yeah.
I've, you know, talked with a professional. We've just sorted it all out. And here's what I need to do to fill the void in myself without cheating and all the, there's just so much.
I wonder what a therapist would say.
You did what?
Well, you're gonna have to pay me. Pay me more.
Pay me more.
Why are all of our people from the 40s?
Well. Helicopter?
Well, all right.
Okay.
Next story. This comes from Two Hot Takes. Our friend Morgan over at the Two Hot Takes podcast. Great stuff. Check it out. But they have a subreddit that's very active and gets a lot of really good stories. Here we go. How do I get over my boyfriend finding other women attractive? That's an interesting one. I'm excited for this one. I, a 23-year-old woman, have been with my boyfriend, John, who's 25, for a year. I like to think I'm pretty laid back when it comes to our relationship, but I do have an issue with the videos he sends me. Sometimes, up to multiple times a day, he will send me videos, reels, and TikToks of very conventionally attractive women pandering to their male audiences. From dressing like catgirls and meowing, saying generic phrases like, good boy, or do blank for mommy, or acting feral, but in a very convenient male gaze way. The comments are all men losing their minds over the content, and John will send them to me saying, why does this turn me on? Or, I agree with the comments. And the comments are just saying some of the most out-of-pocket, borderline harassing shit. Now, I want to be clear, John can find what he wants attractive so long as it's legal, but I find it super disrespectful to me and the relationship to flaunt it. I would never send videos of men who look nothing like him and thirst over them. And it's been destroying me because I don't want to get mad at the women making the content, but I hate how much weird borderline fetish content he sends me. I just feel so guilty because I'm starting to harbor negative feelings towards these girls who, at the end of the day, are simply working the system and taking advantage of lonely men. But I don't get why John would turn to this content. I do so much for him, even doing kinks slash fetishes I would never consider without him. It's all consensual, though. It just makes me feel like shit, and he doesn't seem to understand why I'm so annoyed with him. The one time I mentioned that I had a crush on a fictional character, he got moody, and I had to apologize. Not that I have an issue with apologizing if I do something wrong, but it goes to show the double standard he has between us. Should we just break up, or is it worth trying one last time? What the fuck?
Which fictional character does she have a crush on? That's what I want to know.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Garfield!
Probably cool. Tamlin.
You think I know who that is?
See?
Anyways.
See? That's for the book nerds out there.
Listen. All right. There's so many red flags in this story.
Men.
Okay, at first I thought this was gonna be one of those situations where she's like, do you think Scarlett Johansson's hot? And he's like, yeah.
And then she's like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah.
No, this, what
first
is
of all,
going
first
on?
First of all, okay.
He just like sends her fucking weird shit on TikTok being like, this is fucking awesome.
I think he's sending it so she will do it.
Right. Obviously, that's what the intention is.
Yeah.
So he is a fucking walking red flag. I think if they together want to come together and he's like, this is what turns me on. But first of all, it's not the women's fault. Let them fucking dress as a cat. That's fine. Whatever. But it's like him continuously sending it being like, oh, I don't know why this turns me on.
Right.
And then she's like, okay, I guess I should be a cat now.
Right.
That's a red flag because
it's a weird way of communicating shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's also just, it's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, if you want to dress like a feral cat, well, that's a conversation. Don't keep sending videos.
Yeah.
It's like, we all know there's always someone hotter.
I don't even think that's what's going on here.
I know, but like, just to be receiving like, I came to this girl. It's like, okay, fuck me then.
Look what I come to just now.
I'm not gonna send Garde Tommy Lee Jones pictures constantly and be like, I came to this guy. In every movie that he's ever been in. I'm not gonna do that.
He walks old in Men in Black.
He walks in on you watching No Country for Old Men, just like, you know, you send him No Country for Old Men, you're like, this is hot. We should try this.
We should try this.
He's like, try what?
Garde gets a fucking bowl cut with a gun thing. He's like, okay, here we go.
And I'm like, is this what you want?
Yeah.
This was far beyond what I was expecting.
Yeah.
This is some weird ass behavior.
Yeah.
Stop sending her fucking videos so much.
That's so weird. He sounds, I don't know, I'm also, yeah, there's a lot like you could read into on this, but it just sounds bad. It sounds like she should dodge this bullet.
Yeah, she's also like, I'm doing a lot of stuff for him, fetishes. I'm like, uh-oh, you're building, resentment. Maybe you don't want to be doing that.
And also, no, right. the absolute deal breaker for me is when she's like, and I mentioned a fictional character once and he got moody. I'm like, okay, then fuck him.
I have to know who then the character is, though. But,
oh, yeah.
Is there an update?
Comments. My ex would often point out women he found attractive and why. He escalated that to telling me how easily he could get a woman like that.
Okay.
That was another tactic to control me by diminishing my self-confidence and self-worth by constantly reminding me I'm not as good as ex-woman, so I need to do X thing to make up for that because no one else would want me. That shit destroyed my confidence and it took years to build it back up. Don't let him destroy your confidence. This isn't the behavior of someone who cares about you or your feelings and boundaries. Yeah. Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Someone said up to multiple times a day? What the fuck? This is weird, babe. This isn't seeing him catch a glance at a woman or knowing he thinks Angelina Jolie is super hot. This is just straight bizarre behavior. Someone lastly said, sounds like he's trying to make you feel like shit and it's working. My boyfriend sends me dog videos. Get a boyfriend like that.
Right.
Yeah, you're supposed to send each other like shit posts and dumb shit.
Garde sends me people like falling into like bogs of water. They're like, hey, he's come like, here. I'm like, awesome.
That's a green flag right there.
I see like little hedgehog sunbathing.
They
got little flip-flops on. They're just like.
That's so you.
No, if you're not sending stupid shit. Then I thought at first I was like, oh, is he sending it because it's like kind of funny in a way? And it's like.
Right, like cringy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No. All right. Update.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a cat now.
I'm a cat.
Meow.
Meow.
I broke up with him.
Yay!
I asked him why he sent these videos, that they don't turn me on and make me upset. We've had talks like this before, and he would stop for a few days before starting up again. I expressed all my feelings about the videos and how I find it disrespectful. I brought up the incident where I merely mentioned that I found a character in a video game attractive and his subsequent meltdown. Oh, was it John Marsden? Or was it, was it Arthur Morgan? Sorry, that's from it's from another Reddit thing. Okay, and he had a subsequent meltdown. How it was all a huge double standard and rude. Obviously, I can't get into everything we talked about, but we talked about a lot, including his insane kinks that I only really do for him, and how sex is never about me or even the both of us together as a unit. We ended up talking in depth the most about the videos because I wanted answers. Why did he think his comments about these random women were okay? Did he seriously think I was attracted to his misogynistic remarks? He proceeded to tell me that he was attracted to the women in the videos and their feral and weird behavior was a turn-on. Apparently, he used to like Belle Delphine a lot when she was on YouTube, but since she disappeared, he needed new quirky girls to make his material. At this point, I had checked out the conversation. Liking Belle Delphine told me everything I needed to know. He said he still found me attractive, but these girls just did it for him, and he needed a break from me. The next day, while he was at work, I left. During our discussion, I think he could sense it, but I never told him I was leaving him. I wanted to leave quietly. I'm currently staying with my parents, and I'm going to focus on my life. Thank you to everyone who helped me snap out of it.
Oh, this makes me sad. Like,
no, she got.
I'm so glad she got out
away from that guy
because he was about to. That was gonna start to like break.
No, that
down.
Guy's messed up. I agree with her. Like, you know, people can make the content they want to make and stuff, but there's a lot of guys out there who just have this. They already are coming from an objectifying POV of women.
Yeah.
And then this content is kind of influencing them going, oh, so I want
I'm
that.
Correct.
And yeah. I can do whatever I want to the women in my life.
Well,
and
it's she's like, a human being also. She's not just like a feral, quirky chick.
Right. Well, also that comment she said towards the end is all you kind of needed of just like sex is never about me or us even as a
human. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, right. Well, why are you there?
Well, there you go.
Get out of that. That's only going to get worse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Next story.
Wow.
Yeah.
These have been wild.
These have been weird. Oh, they're red flags.
Wow.
For sure. Wow.
All right, let's move on to our next story. I should give a trigger warning on this. This definitely involves an uncomfortable stalking situation. If that is at all something you do not want to listen to, you can skip to our next story. Time code right here. All right. Here we go. This comes from Best of Redditor Updates. Original poster's delusional cubicle neighbor keeps a journal about her. There's a note here. This post is formatted through journal entries and commentary from the original poster. Additionally, names were added by me to make it easier to understand due to OOP censoring the names out. Okay, so this isn't the person who originally posted this story. Someone found this story on Reddit, and they're posting it here with all the updates and compiled it all.
How do they know the updates?
They found them all. Like, they found all the updates and stuff.
But basically just
that's how Best of Reddit Updates works. You put it all into one post.
So got it.
So they're saying OOP as in
original.
I received these journals and pen, don't forget the pen, plus flowers, candy, and a huge stuffed bear from my former cubicle neighbor at a job I worked at for 3 years. As you'll see, the guy is knucking futs.
Ha.
How they worded it. These are just a selection. Most of the entries, 221 total, are rather mundane, just notating what I wear and anything that pops into his crazy head that he feels I want to hear him blather on about. Our cubicles were next to each other the whole time I worked at his firm, at this firm. We were kind of friendly the first 6 months I was there. Then he asked me on a date. I very politely declined, very firm that I don't date coworkers and whatnot. After that, besides a friendly hello, he said almost nothing to me. We were on different teams, so it wasn't a big deal to me. But after I turned him down, he started keeping this journal. This entry also takes a turn at the end. Up until now, he called me pet names and talked as if we were currently dating. This is the first time he really reveals that he's planned the rest of our lives out for us. The last 9 months of the journals get really bad. Consolidated journal entries for the sake of time. So we kind of compiled this a little bit. It's a lot. Entry number one, February 26, 2016. Wearing brown wrap dress with silver buckle on belt. 3-inch heels, also brown. Hair up, little too much mascara. You and Catherine were talking about that dumb show, Pretty Little Liars. I tried to get into it for you, but after 2 seasons, I just couldn't take it anymore. Holy moly, is it some vapid crap. When we are together, I will introduce you to amazing TV and movies. Take Mad Men. The sublimeness and stunning virtuoso performances will bowl you over. Although I should be careful about what I introduce you to, the way they try to show the antithesis of how the proper housewives should act is disturbing and clearly done for dramatic license, not rooted in reality. I know you won't mind staying home to raise our children properly. It is what women are built for, after all. Certainly, you need to work now, but have no fear, my love. I will take care of you the second you are ready. I will lavish you with all you need to support, love, and cherish me and our children.
This is the first entry?
That's the first entry.
Uh-oh. We have problems, Go-Go Gadget.
Yes, we do.
I like how he's like, yeah, Mad Men, it's a little messed up and delusional and weird. And then it's like,
hello.
Anyways, when we have children.
Yeah.
Entry number two, June 29th, 2016. Wearing green silk blouse, black tight skirt that doesn't make your knees standing. I can only imagine how short it is when you are sitting. Black 2-inch heels, hair up. The flirting thing with Mike needs to end. I try to be understanding. Women are evolutionarily wired to flirt, but hearing you banter with him 2 or 3 times a week when you know I'm listening makes my blood boil. What does Mike have that is attractive to you? I just don't get it. It makes me sick, hearing his disgusting innuendo and your positive responses to that kind of talk. Be modest. Be meek and pure, like you should. I feel like I need to stand up and remind you that your perfect mate is right here, inches away. I'm everything you need and everything you will come to understand you want. I struggle with your behavior, my sweet, I truly do, but it doesn't get me down because I know the end game even if you don't yet. That we will be together forever. You are getting there too, I can sense it. Your inability to date anyone more than 2 or 3 times and the fact that even you recognize Mike as just a work boyfriend, a plaything, means you are getting there. I am patient, I truly am. After all, we will have the rest of our lives together. Entry number 3, October 24th, 2016. Wearing blue slim sweater with white collared shirt underneath, light brown slacks, hair up, brown 3-inch heels. Just to make sure you understand in regards to our discussion on Friday, I do try to limit my masturbation. And have no fear, it is only you I think about when I just have to release. All my previous material is nothing compared to you, my love. There is a difference between you and me when it comes to masturbation. When you do it, you are preparing yourself for me. I know you also have sex, but I do my best to not think about you letting other men have you. It upsets me, but at least you are seeing how awful other men are compared to their nirvana that will be me. But I am saving my seed for you to implant your sweet flower.
God! Sorry. There's nowhere to hide on set.
I know they say sperm regenerates every day, but I've seen men say their loads are larger when they wait. And it feels that way to me, too. Not like I measure anything, ha-ha. But a part of me mourns all that poor sperm. Who just wants a chance to be the one that creates Andrew Peter, our first child, and instead finds themselves in a tube sock or going down the shower drain. So I will do better, abstain as much as I can for you, my love. This is like a A24 horror movie.
Yeah.
Whew.
Make it.
Every next sentence was a new.
Yeah, like
yeah.
A crazy thing.
This is bad. Entry number 4. November 23rd, 2016. Wearing, who the hell knows? How can you do this? How? How can you abandon your one true love? How can you abandon our life together? How can you doom our future generations to nothingness? How? With a ton of question marks. I am bereft without you, adrift at sea. I can't be without you. I won't be without you. I will follow you to the ends of the universe. Know that. I will find you and help you understand. For us, to complete the truly most important relationship ever. I see I need to take control. I wanted to wait for you, but I see that like other women, you need your man to take charge. No more waiting. I will show you what you have been too blind to see with your own eyes. What has been sitting patiently listening, documenting for you, for posterity. Fine, I get it. I understand you are telling me to be the man. Stop crying, creep, you are saying. Stop being a goddamn pussy. Have you been talking to moms? Ha ha. Fine. You want me to take control? Well, here. Here is all the evidence you need. I understand that you want me to stop you. A grand gesture for you. Okay. I'm sorry, my love, for how I'm writing here. Messy, I promise to read to you where whatever you can't make out yourself. You just threw me for a loop, but your message is loud and clear. I'm coming for you, my love. Coming for us. Okay. So OP now, she now gives an update on this stuff.
Were you breathing? I wasn't breathing.
I have yet to breathe.
Okay.
That's the last entry that we have here. So she now says, so that day, I went to my supervisor and gave my 2 weeks' notice and that I was planning on using my accrued vacation days during that time. Without getting into all the gory details, I wanted to get out of that place, and I didn't even know about the psycho yet. So I packed up my stuff and was gone before this loser came in. My friends in the office told me that psycho cube boy was late because he had a doctor's appointment or something and absolutely melted down when he found out why I wasn't there. He got sent home, where I assume he wrote this last entry. In the office the next day, he contacted HR and said that I was moving and that I had asked him to bring me my last paycheck stub. So a since-fired HR person gave him my address. He left work at lunchtime, bought a bunch of things he thought would win me over, and came to my apartment. Thankfully, I wasn't there as I was flying to another city to rent an apartment for a new job. He camped out in front of my building for 3 days. Finally, someone called the cops on him, and he had to abandon whatever his plans were. I got back the next day and found that he UPS'd me all of this stuff. Suffice to say, I didn't react in the way he wanted. Long story short, he is currently in jail. 2 to 5 years, and I live in a new city. Only now able to laugh about what happened, thanks to a kick-ass therapist and some amazing drugs. Edit.
Fuck yeah.
After I received a restraining order, he violated that restraining order and attempted to kidnap me so that he could prove his love to me in whatever twisted way he thought that was possible. Thanks to the outstanding law enforcement officials in my city, his attempt was known ahead of time and I was being monitored, so that as soon as he started his kidnapping attempt, he was apprehended and arrested.
Gee.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So she didn't see these journal entries until when?
It was after, I am a little confused by that, but so that day I went to my supervisor and gave my 2 weeks' notice that I was planning on using my accrued vacation days.
It wasn't about him.
So she was quitting and leaving, and then he freaked out and then got her address, sent her all of that stuff, and then...
She probably read it. And then did the restraining order.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. Got the restraining order, and then he tried to violate that restraining order, of course. And, yeah. This is
terrifying.
Severe stalking.
So scary.
Super scary.
On a side note, she wore some really cute outfits.
True.
I think this original...
I want to see those heels.
I do, too.
I think this original post was from 2018, so I think if...
He's out.
If more were to happen, then we would know. There's a couple comments. Unfortunately, I can't even pray that this is fake because I've dealt with a fraction of that sort of crazy. Women have to deal with this sort of thing all the time, and it's just scary. Now I need to bathe in bleach to rid myself of that ick.
Whoa.
Someone said, I read all of them, and I want to take a shower again. Someone said, nope, we're done here, everybody. Nothing tops this one. We're done. End of subreddit. Thanks for all the laughs, but I think it's all over after this. There were other entries that she put in, but we didn't include them. No, I mean, really, that type of behavior is like, I think that's red alert. I'm like, do whatever you have to do.
There's not enough flags.
Yeah, this isn't big enough.
This is not big enough. What was he going to do if he kidnapped her?
I just think, I mean, look, there's that show Baby Reindeer. Like, this is that level of, like, that person, it is...
It's just very delusional.
I understand, like, this person may not be living in reality. I understand that. I want to have empathy for that. Yep. But there's no room for that.
Well, like, when you go to a kidnapping place, you lose some empathy.
And unfortunately, with that, even at the beginning, even that entry number one, I'm just like, yeah, you have to assume that that's what's going to happen.
We started
You can't have any like benefit of the doubt for people like that are in this state. You have to immediately go to, all right, they are a huge threat.
Mm-hmm. And oh, God.
It's really scary.
He was probably watching her every day.
Was he getting his job done?
Probably not. That HR person.
I know. That's
the worst that's, of all of them.
No, I think this is okay, this has happened a couple times in Reddit stories, and I think the biggest thing ever is never give anyone's address unless that person has said, hey, can you give that person my address? Don't.
And if they get
ever,
to that point, just text that person your address.
Yeah.
Right. Don't have someone else give
it. Don't give anyone someone's phone number or address. Just don't ever do it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think ever. Like, it's like, why are you asking me for their address?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, especially a coworker. I even family members, because you don't know what's going on.
Even if someone's like, oh, you use that, you know, bartender or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, here's their website, or like, here's their email, maybe. But like,
your Linktree.
Yeah. Linktree.
No, because I'm like, don't give someone's address, especially if you're an HR person. What a failure.
This is so scary.
Yeah.
So scary. I wouldn't just say just women. There's a lot, like, men also deal with this too.
Oh, it's a thing that happens.
And it definitely happens in like work scenarios, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Whew.
It's unfortunately very common in our industry.
Right.
But it also happens to people every day.
Oh, that made me so sick.
Yeah.
Hey, everything's bad, be scared all the time. No, just kidding.
Hey!
No.
No, no. Well, no. I mean, just don't read the journals.
That should have gone in our horror episode. Right.
That is straight up
no
horror.
Amount of so ghosts scary. Or demons.
If I read that script, like a horror script, I'd be like, whoa, this is gonna
that is
be
straight
scary.
Up a horror script. I sincerely hope she's safe.
Well, it sounds like
if
she's
anyone,
a badass. She's like
she's like, tough.
She's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and you know, that HR person fucked up by giving them her address, but hopefully if she's moved to a new city, it'll be a lot harder for him, but
yeah.
It's terrifying, man.
I just like, she's gonna have to like go, I hope she's free of going the rest of her life, like being like, holy shit, is he like nearby?
Yeah,
you know, that's the curse of this is like,
yeah,
but wish her the best, hope she's well.
Yeah, me too. Okay, final story, here we go. My wife bought a fancy set of lingerie a few months ago without telling me. Am I the asshole for being slightly suspicious of this?
Great story to end on.
This also comes from Two Hot Takes. So once again, thank you, Morgan.
Sorry, fancy set of what?
Lingerie. She bought a fancy set of lingerie a few months ago without telling me. Am I the asshole for being slightly suspicious of this? My wife...
Hey,
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
My wife and I, she's 34, I'm 37, have been married for 6 years and together for 10. We have two children, and my wife is a stay-at-home mom. So a couple of days ago, I was digging around our closet and our wardrobe for my wrist sleeves, which I had lost. I really wanted to find these sleeves, so I dug the entire place up and luckily found the sleeves. However, whilst searching, I also found a hidden set of lingerie. It was in a plastic cover, it had the box and the lingerie. It clearly wasn't a gift because the box had been opened and the lingerie was outside the box. Now, my wife has full liberty to purchase whatever she wants, and I usually never track what she purchases. However, for this particular item, I went through my credit card history to check for what that specific brand name purchase was made, and it was made 5 months ago. Am I the asshole for being slightly suspicious of this? Like, I love my wife so much, and she loves me too, but clearly my wife has been wearing this lingerie for months, and I have never seen her wear it ever. Is this just to feel good about herself? Do women just buy a fancy set of lingerie for themselves and keep it hidden from their husband? What's the purpose of this?
We also can wear stuff that makes us feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, who says she's wearing it all the time? Maybe she bought it.
It's clearly been worn,
yes,
or it's clearly been taken out.
She probably tried it on.
Right.
When he leaves, she puts on hot music and puts it on and dances in front of the mirror.
Right.
Hello?
She's like, still got it.
Yeah. Still got it, baby. Oh, God, he's home. It's just for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's not.
I don't know. That's just one take.
She puts it on. She's in front of the mirror going, would you fuck me? And like,
fuck! Scary. I thought this was a good story.
Okay. Am I the asshole? My wife is Buffalo Bill.
gross.
I don't think it's bad that he's suspicious.
I agree with that.
It's like, that's fine. Like, he hasn't, like, done anything crazy based off of that suspicion. He's just like,
what?
Huh? Right, exactly. Well, and that's fine.
Well, you're allowed to feel things.
Is it a possibility that, like, well, 5 months, yeah. Is it a possibility? Maybe she's doing a boudoir photo shoot.
Right, she's putting together a calendar for next year.
My take, not nearly this complicated.
Okay.
Because using my detective skills, he was digging way deep in stuff. So he found this, like, probably underneath a bunch of things. It had been taken out, put back in, like, whatever. My thought is maybe she bought it, tried it on, and it was like, I don't like how I look in this. Put it back.
Oh.
Kind of didn't throw it out, but just kind of was like, I don't know about
that. Let me give it some time.
Like, forgot about it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe just like kind of bought it on a whim, tried it on, was like, I don't know.
It's like $35. She's like, yeah, well.
35, honey.
Some comments here.
It's probably more than that.
Is it?
Yeah. A bra is like $150 or $200.
I
am sorry?
Yes.
I forgive you.
Okay.
You are forgiven.
Okay, thank you.
$35.
Some comments. I've done that. Thought I would look hot as hell, and then it just made me look like a potato. So back into the closet it went to rot. Someone else said, you have to pull a power move and wear it in front of her. Someone said,
would you fuck me?
Someone said, this is not at all weird, dude. She likely is either trying to build up the courage to wear it for you, it doesn't fit how she wants it to, and either hopes it one day will or can't return it, or she keeps putting it on in hopes to wear it for you, but you do or say something wrong, so she just goes and changes into her PJs and says, forget that. Damn, that last one was unnecessary.
Okay, that last one was like, this happened to me.
Yeah. Actually, maybe it's all your fault.
Yeah.
You know about that?
Damn.
Update. So a quick update. I was definitely wrong to overreact, and I'm really glad I came on here to get opinions first. So the day after I posted, I casually asked my wife about the lingerie I found, and she was actually excited about it and said she had bought 3 more sets which she had hidden, and she was planning to surprise me on our wedding anniversary, which is in a week. She said she had bought these sets on Black Friday last year. She was blushing about it. It was hilarious. I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this, but I completely forgot that our wedding anniversary was just a week away. I've been extremely busy with work, and I'm not the best at dates, so I'm actually really glad about this divine intervention, because I can now plan a proper wedding anniversary for my wife.
My wife! So no calendar, no photo shoot?
No calendar, no photo shoot.
Come on.
Yeah, that's okay, good. That's
not a red
flag.
Imagine it's like October, it's just her and a pumpkin. December.
So many seeds.
That's a very sweet little end.
That's a green. Finally.
That's a green flag.
Finally, I get to do
finally
this.
A green flag. Finally get to take those out.
Oh, she just wanted to look hot.
Yeah, and she got it on sale, so that's why it was 5 months ago. Like,
right. Maybe it was $35.
See, okay. I was right all along.
You were right. Probably just the thong part was $35.
I was going to ask, we know what there were some big red flags in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Some bigger than others.
Huh. Was there?
Yeah.
Journal entry.
Was I terrified for half of this?
Was I going to throw up in that pillow?
A little pillow.
Well, yes, I was.
Damn. Well, these.
What was the biggest red flag? Okay, journal doesn't count. Come on, guys.
Okay, let's bar the journal.
Journal doesn't count?
Yeah, because it's the top.
Yeah, the journal is nightmare fuel. Yeah. That's not even a red flag. That's just blatant.
That's just crime.
Crime.
At this point, Wagyu beef is like
monster.
Another Monday. Like, come on.
Right. Definitely videos sender.
Yeah.
The
videos were really
feral.
Weird. That guy, yeah. I just think there's red flags in a relationship where if you're like, oh, yeah, we don't communicate ever. It's like, that's a relationship red flag.
Yeah.
Or like, the sex is completely about him. I'm like,
yeah,
that's a red flag. And if like, you don't feel comfortable talking about it, that's a red flag. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, if there's one, that's enough. But it's like, if there's three,
yeah,
go.
It kind of felt like most of the stories, there were a lot of little red flags everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, these it takes a lot of little red flags for a big red flag like that to appear.
Journal.
Well, thank you both for being here.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Really, really a thing.
Well, our helicopter is on its way.
Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you all for watching. Let us know what other themes and subreddits you want us to cover. No flag. Let us know what other themes and subreddits you want us to cover, and we'll see you next Saturday. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my wife.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.